Until last year, the state police had used automatic license plate readers to collect data in a dragnet style. Virginia ACLU Executive Director Claire Guthrie-Gastanaga said the database held 8 million records.
Including every license plate that crossed the Potomac on the day of the Obama first inaugural, and license plates that were present at Palin rallies and political rallies. And that's just not right. I mean, it's not right to have a system in which the police are collecting data without any reason and holding it till someday it might become useful.
Police say the information helps solve and prevent crimes, while a state attorney general's opinion later declared that the data could not be stored. Delegate Scott Surovell said local police in Northern Virginia decided to keep their data anyway.
The license plate readers is just one little piece of it. The facial recognition is another piece of it. What really bothers me is that the Constitution and the law are being applied inconsistently throughout Virginia.
Lawmakers postponed two bills to limit data collection and storage without warrants. The House passed and sent to the Senate a third bill to limit access to location data in mobile devices, also without warrants. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.